It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's right. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. That was one of the most revealing, intentionally or not, I'm guessing unintentionally, things that Nick Sirianni has given us all season. So the question there from Elliot, you know, because there's been a lot of talk, we've talked about this week, why does this offense not look like Kellen Moore's offense in the past, which had more under center? Right? I remember back in the spring, we Jalen said it was 95% new. This does not look 95% new. And then Nick Sirianni asked about it. And look, he didn't say Jalen Hurts. We all could read between the lines. But the idea is you do what the players do well. And the only way I could read that, Hugh, is that
he's doing what's comfortable with for Jalen.
Yes. And they don't think, or he doesn't think, someone there doesn't think, that he could do what Kellen Moore's offense used to look like
with Dak Prescott.
Yep.
And this is what this is going to progress into. And I know that people want to insulate the quarterback from certain criticisms and things of that nature. But the common denominator in all of this is Jalen. That's why I think it's important to look at this game this weekend and see how much they've evolved. Because the biggest issue that we've had over the last couple of weeks is that this offense feels stagnant with the talent that we have. And we're on our third offensive coordinator. I think it's starting to get to the point where you have to look, especially if it keeps trending in the direction that it's trending in.
Of course.
You have to start looking at the quarterback, man. I'm not there yet, but boy, we're rounding that corner. We're starting to round that corner a little bit. And especially when you don't find it odd that press conference ended as abruptly as it did.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was the technology, you know, the way how we were bringing it to you, how it was coming through here, or they just ended it. Like, I couldn't see, I wasn't watching, or we're just listening to it. It was weird.
It's a little weird, man.
Ended abruptly, which is whatever that was. But here's my thing. 215-592-9494, do you trust the Eagles to win this football game on Sunday? And your reaction to what you just heard from Nick Sirianni, by the way, no update on Jalen Carter. That didn't sound great to me. Didn't sound like he said, I think he'll be fine.
And then when he said something about, you know, during the week.
Yeah, I think he said something like guys practice hard and things happen or something to that effect. Not a promising update. We'll get an injury update this afternoon. They have to put the practice report out. So we'll find out if he practiced and how they list him out, doubtful, questionable, whatever. But what we heard there about the offense and doing things that the players do well, it all points back to maybe what they don't do. And for the record, I don't care what offense they run. Like, it's not. It doesn't matter to me.
It just has to be effective.
Yes, right. The offense they ran 2 years ago, Hugh, the RPO game, Jalen the shotgun, if they could score 30 points a game doing that, we'd all take it. Obviously, they tried to adapt this. They brought in Kellen Moore because they thought that the league had caught up to that. And 5-6 weeks in, we're hearing things like, hey, this is what we do well, so we got to keep doing it. It was, man, I don't believe he meant to say that the way he did. Because now that... That
just opens up a whole can of worms.
Yes.
Reckless speculation.
Well, I could take you to Sunday at 4:30, win or lose, but obviously more on if the offense is a play great, right? If they're blah on offense, this is going to be fired right back at him, Kyle. Like, hey, remember Friday when you said this? Is that why you guys aren't in under center more?
I mean, well, you saw me. My jaw dropped when he said that.
Yep.
Because that's sort of what I've been theorizing for a while now, that it felt like everybody was sort of ignoring the obvious or, you know, in denial about the obvious. And, oh, this can only possibly mean that Nick Sirianni's hand is too deep into this offense. It's the quarterback. I've been trying to say, like, while these coaches have been bozos for the most part the last 2 years, you can't convince me they're so oblivious as to not try and build an offense around the strengths of their players, and the most important player on that offense is the quarterback.
But my thing is this, and this is how I looked at it. Now, there are certain skill sets that you have, but in order to evolve as a quarterback, and I'm not saying that this isn't happening, but to evolve as a quarterback and to evolve as an offense, you have to be able to challenge the quarterback. And if you're not – my question would be is this. Why are you not, as an offensive coordinator, challenging the quarterback to be better? Why are you falling into lockstep with saying, okay, this is Jalen and this is who he is and we're not going to get any better? Because – I recall one of the things that I really liked about Jalen, and I think this is still true, is that he always wanted to evolve and get better as a quarterback. You don't have success in the NFL being the same cat that you were the year before.
Nope.
It just doesn't work like that, especially when you have teams that get film on you and the fact that we just played. Who was that we played early in the year? Todd Bowles. And Todd Bowles treated you like you was his stepson or whatever and little boyed you. He little boyed you. You don't get better in the NFL by staying the same. So my question would be this. If that's the case, and you're talking about you adapt the offense to your player skill set, your player at some point in their career has to evolve.
I agree with that. And I also wonder this. So let's just play it out. Like, how do they know that that this isn't the Kellen Moore offense we were used to in the past? How do they know it's not the best for Jalen? I'm guessing they've tried some of this in practice and it doesn't look good. But Hugh, my question is how bad could it look? Because the offense they're running now ain't that good anyway. So is it really that bad? Jalen trying to play under center? Jalen trying to play more like Dak did in Dallas? Is it really that bad that they've scrapped it for the old stuff? That's the question I have. How bad could it be? I don't know. It's wild to me that we're here. And also, you look at some of the numbers, we talk about common denominators. Last 3 years, Jalen's towards the bottom every year, three different corners, and throwing over the middle. He doesn't feel comfortable, it seems, throwing over the middle. Now, is that coaching? It's three different coordinators, same head coach? I don't know. But the numbers are the numbers. He doesn't throw the ball over the middle. It's all to the outside. Jalen was actually asked the other day at his press conference Wednesday, hey, Jalen, why is that? It seems like every year you avoid the middle of the field. Is that just an accident? Is it you thought out? Here was Jalen on that.
So what? Throwing over the middle of the field.
Yeah, what about it?
So the reason why you think like that is the case?
Just not throwing it over the middle. Just kind of how it's gone. It's not like I like throwing anywhere but specifically. It's just that it panned out that way.
That makes no sense to me.
Do you think players know their own tendencies? Or you think he doesn't even
realize
it?
That's what I'm saying. You're supposed to.
You're supposed to. Coaching should tell you, right?
Well, if you're watching film, should tell you. If, put it like this, Joe. If I'm a defensive coordinator, and I know I don't have to patrol the middle of the field, what do you think I'm going to do?
You're going to put him to the outside.
I'm going to push everything to the outside because I know that's where you only want to throw. You are limiting this offense by doing that. You are limiting this offense by letting that be a tendency because teams know that's not what you want to do. That's probably why this looks so clunky like it does, because you are going into a game. You're going into a street fight with one hand tied behind your back and a stick in your hand. That's what it sounds like. And to me, that makes no sense when you talk about the type of weapons that you have. You have a receiver that on any given Sunday, probably bigger than some of the linebackers that you got playing out there.
For sure.
Probably bigger than that, and is a monster. Give him the ball across the middle. Let him go to work. If I'm not mistaken, early in Jalen's career, I've seen AJ do some crossing routes and things like that.
They did do more slants when he first got
here.
Yeah,
man, let that man eat. I don't understand that. I don't understand why everything for this team at the beginning of the game looks like if it ain't working down the field, then it ain't nothing happening. Who is that said? Marcus Spears said the other day. You live and die with A.J. Brown. I'm ad-libbing here, but that's basically what it is.
Yep.
And we've seen games like that. when AJ's not out there, nobody else gets a run. We saw it a little bit in the Saints game, which they actually had, they actually won, but we still saw it. Shouldn't be that way. It makes you easy to defend when you don't spread the ball around and when you limit the.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amount of the field that you're actually using.
There's no question. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard and be part of the show. All right, your phone calls on, do you trust this team to win the game Sunday? I don't. Hugh does in a tepid way. Kyle does not.
Well, after that press conference, I'm still here, though.
Uh-oh.
I'm still here. I still believe, but I'm just like, damn.
No, you don't.
I do.
You are such a bad liar.
I do. Yeah, I believe.
It's pretty bad.
I believe. It's just, I didn't need to hear that. Didn't need to hear that.
Well, bro, that's our head coach, so you did need to hear it. All right. And, of course, your reaction to what you heard there, the Eagles and Sirianni specifically asked about the offense, why it looks so much like, or, you know, doesn't look like the old Kellen Moore offenses. And Sirianni says you got to do what your players do best, which it's hard to read that any other way than Jalen Hurts doesn't do that thing well, or they don't think he would. So we're running the stuff we've always run. Let's go to Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob?
What's going on? Good afternoon,
hey,
guys.
Hey, Rob. What's,
hey, Rob,
going on,
what's
man?
Up?
What's up, Hugh, man? Hey, Hugh, stay off that bacon, man. But listen, real quick, I went there because I didn't get a chance to talk to you when I heard since the because I want to get to the Eagles, but that Phillies thing. Boy, that press conference was what do you call this guy? Thompson Topper.
Topper.
This guy This guy is horrible. This guy, he is not a good manager. I mean, and Dave Dombrowski doesn't seem like he seemed like he wanted to mail it in. He
Eagles.
Was like he didn't really want to be there.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I didn't like the tone. What did you think about? We got the Eagles this week. You trust them?
No, I don't trust those guys. You know what? It would behoove Howie and Jeffrey not to let this guy do so many press conferences, man, because every time he talks, you know, the air comes out of the balloon, man. I mean, why is this guy on, why don't you give him his own show on WIP? Every time I turn around, this guy's talking, and he's not saying nothing. He's talking loud and saying nothing. I mean, why is this guy on the radio so much with these press conferences, man?
Well, I think they're contractually obligated, Rob, and we appreciate the phone call. Talking loud and saying nothing. Maybe
talking loud,
maybe Sirianni
nothing.
Should have a show here. I think that fits in with the rest of us. Talking loud.
Just saying nothing.
Saying a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
So NFL coaches are contractually obligated. They have rules. I mean, they have to speak after the game. They have to do one during the week,
yeah,
one end of the week.
They got to let us know what's going on. They're taking us behind the curtain.
Well, and part of it is especially now, was with the gambling stuff. People need to know the latest on injuries, even though these coaches try to dance around it.
Mm-hmm.
That hit me there. The Jalen Carter thing. He got hurt in practice on Wednesday, didn't practice yesterday. Sirianni didn't seem overly confident that he's going to be fine. Now, he didn't give us anything in terms of concrete, but I just get a sense Jalen Carter.
You get a sense it might be a lot worse than anticipated.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's serious, but I don't know if he's playing Sunday. Albert in Maple Shade. Hey, Albert.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up,
good, Albert. What are you feeling?
So, I'm feeling, I don't even know at this point. I'm not even going to lie with you guys. So, at the same time, I feel like this week is the perfect week to get the offense going because, you know, the defense has been playing pretty decent this year. sorry. And I feel like the Giants' offense to our defense just wouldn't really compare. So, I feel like...
I just want to hear you say. You said the Giants' offense versus our defense doesn't compare. That was your point.
Yeah, like, I feel like the Giants aren't really going to do much offensively.
They probably won't. They're both not good, right? Yeah, the Eagles' defense isn't very good. The Giants' offense isn't very good. The only thing I would say is Malik Nabers gives me a little bit of worry. Their rookie receiver, he's. I mean, I don't know anyone that would drop him in fantasy because that's ridiculous. But most. he's legit.
Attacked.
Yeah,
you
should.
Yeah, the idiots do that.
I feel y'all doubling down on attacking
him. He's an idiot.
I'm okay with that, though.
But no, but I'm not really worried about the Giants' offense at all. I feel like if our defense plays pretty good, you know, I think Q is – I think he's going to do good against Nabers. I think they're going to pair them against each other because that's going to be a competition for years to come. I feel like he's going to lock him down. I mean, he's locked down very good receivers so far. He's one of the best. I mean, he's playing like one of the best corners right now in the league right now.
That's going to be a fun one. And you're right. We'll get to see that for years to come, Albert. The Quinyon Mitchell and Nabers. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. I think this is the week where we see the offense bloom a little bit. But after that press conference, I am kind of worried about.
How much bloom are we talking about?
About Jalen a little bit, but I don't know how much he can really grow from this point. I feel like it's just, this is him. Like, we're not really going to see much growth from after that.
Well, it might be, Albert. That happens, and Albert, we appreciate it. I always think we think that all quarterbacks just get better and better and better. Some do.
They're supposed to.
They're supposed, but some do, right? Like, Tom Brady's obviously the best example of it. They just keep growing and getting better. Some don't. Some stagnate, right? Cam Newton's the one I always use because he was an MVP. I mean, Cam Newton was excellent at one point, and then he never evolved. And as his athleticism waned, his shoulder got banged up.
Yeah, he just got worse.
Yeah, he wasn't a great player. All right, you know what we do around this time every week? A little Q&A on a Football Friday.
Yes, and it's sponsored by the Jug Handle Inn. Award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
Get to know the Midday Show. What? This is Q&A on 94 WIP.
By the way, the Jug, this is the time of year for their pumpkin wings. Remember those last year?
Yeah, that was. Hey, man, I can't complain. I'm not a pumpkin guy.
But those?
But those were tasty. Those were tasty.
All right, here's my Q&A question for you this week, Hugh. So Eagles up at MetLife against the Giants. We discussed earlier if we think Saquon's going to get, you know, really booed, kind of booed, the reception. When you went on the road, which fans gave it to you, maybe you specifically, or the Eagles the worst? Was it the Giants? Was it the Cowboys? Was it some other loud fan base? Like, go back to when you played, your memory of the loudest, harshest fans on a road game.
No, I remember, but that time was different. But I remember playing against the Rams in the NFC Championship game. That was loud.
Well, that was the RCA Dome?
Yeah.
That was a loud stadium.
That's the one that jumps out. Playing in Kansas City against them, that was loud, too. I would say, as far as the fan base is concerned and the rivalries that we are part of, I would say, I think the one that's sticking out to me is the Cowboys. That's the one. Because, you know, we hate the Cowboys, man. And I think back to that pickle juice game when we went down there, and there was no greater feeling than beating the brakes off the Cowboys in their home opener, the beginning of the season, with all that stuff that they had on the line. And we went down there and we trounced them. That was awesome. And had their fans be quiet.
And that felt like the beginning of the switch in the NFC.
Yeah,
that it became your division.
Yeah.
No longer their division.
My house. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, it's going to be Sunday's going to have a little extra energy to it, I think, than some of these Giants-Eagles games of recent years. The Saquon thing is gigantic, obviously. And then you throw in the Sirianni thing, because we don't know what Sirianni we're getting on Sunday. Loose lips here, Sirianni.
Same ships.
They do. And I don't know what just happened about a half hour ago, but it certainly was interesting. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you trust the Eagles to win this game on Sunday? They're 3-point favorites. They've beaten the Giants 17 out of 21 times. Rams, 5-2 with Sirianni and Hurts. It's a game we should trust him to win. I don't. Kyle doesn't. Hugh's talking himself into it.
No, he's not.
He's tepid. He's wavering. Hugh, how are you feeling right
now? He's lying.
I feel good.
It says it all.
I feel good. I still feel good about my stance that, man, this ain't gonna be pretty. Because I'm asking and expecting this team to have all its warts fixed in a week's time. I think that's impossible.
You might be good at
crazy.
How
can you trust them if you think that if they win, it'll be ugly?
Because a win is a win.
No.
Yes.
Well, this week it is. But
win is a win.
But that's not conducive to trust.
That is conducive to trust.
No, it's not. Like, trust would be like, they're going to win. I have no questions in my mind.
I know what it is. So you ever drive with the tank getting close to E?
Yeah. And you trust the car?
Well, or you say, you know what? I think I'll make it home. But do you really trust it? Like, full tank, you trust you're getting home.
Yeah.
You got, right now the Eagles are on like a 16th of a tank. We're trying to get home here.
You got to look and see. Say, I know what you're talking about because I've done this several times.
Because you only put $20 in.
I put 20, but it's 40. It's 40.
40, excuse me.
It's $40. So I know, like from where, if I say in my truck it say 22 miles, I know within that 22 miles there's a gas station on the way. So I'm cool. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
so that's kind of where I'm at with the Eagles.
Kick this off on Sunday. We don't have a gas station. We got to
play. No, but I'm saying I'm cool.
Over.
I'm cool with that because I understand
this
within
guy.
Them 22 miles.
This
I got a gas station.
Unbelievable. R2.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.